Christian Homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters-Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
Because of the frequency with which I travel, airports and their routines have become quite familiar. But recently, I found an added dimension to travel because my trip took me across the U.S.-Canadian border and back again. On the back again part of that crossing, my customs declaration form elicited an interesting query. I was weary from a weekend of speaking, and now I was on my return from Canada. There had been a very early morning departure from Regina, Saskatchewan, and now I was facing a long layover in Winnipeg. Well, I got off the plane, checked in for my seat assignment on the connecting airline. Now, what should I do? Asking somebody standing nearby, I was told to pick up my checked baggage. And sure enough, there it came off a conveyor belt, almost at my feet. Picking that up and clutching my customs declaration form, I headed for U.S. Customs. Customs clearance that day proved interesting. The agent looked at my suitcase, checked my declarations form, and then he asked, "What have you been doing in Canada?" I answered him, "I've been speaking for a group of Christian ladies." He snapped his head around, looked at me, and said, "Are there any of those left in the world?" Rather stunned, I gave him the assurance that indeed there are some left. Then this agent went on with this sad commentary. "You know, I used to think there were a lot of Christian women in the world, but working around this airport has really made me wonder." The challenge of that passing comment remained with me. Obviously, that customs agent was referring to the rarity of women who look and behave like Christian ladies. What increased value and importance that gives to our maintaining high standards, standards which demonstrate godliness, consistent standards in our actions and in our speech, consistent godliness in the attitudes which show through in every area of our lives, consistent godliness in our appearance. In the U.S. Customs agent's query that day, I heard the whispered echo of a question posed hundreds of years ago by the writer of Proverbs. That very familiar phrase, "Who can find a virtuous woman?" Are there any of those left? What a sad, sad question. May you and I, dear Christian homemaker, consistently be virtuous Christian women.
Listen daily for Bennett Peters-Jones, Christian homemaker and author of the book, Sunshine on the Soap Suds. She'd welcome your response at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.